Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Quantica. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I have ordered a watch or whatever, and it just isn't the quality that I thought it was going to be. So I need to return it, and I guess how would I go about doing that?
You can't return the watch, ma'am, but can I have your zip code?
55051. How do I get my money back?
First and last name, please, and I'll explain when I get an account pulled up.
Okay. My name is Jean McGuire.
Okay, that didn't pop up. Just a second. Can you, 1 second.
The last name is spelled McGuire.
Can you spell that first name for me?
The first name is Jean, J-E-A-N.
Okay, can I have that mailing address for security purposes?
The mailing address is 2276 Highway 65, Mora, Minnesota, 55051.
You don't have any other address? Like an old address or something?
That's where it was shipped to. Nope. That's where it was shipped. I got the package right here.
Okay, that's fine, man. Just a second. That's just not your account.
What?
I was stating that was not your account.
Oh.
Okay, I'm not getting an account pulled up for you. Do you have another telephone number I can search rather than the one you're calling from?
Well, my husband's, but okay, I'll give you that one. It's 320-980-3469. But it was ordered on my phone. Yeah, whatever you want to bring.
Okay, no. Nothing popped up with that telephone number. Just a second, ma'am.
Do you want an order number? I've
one
got
second.
It right here. Or item number?
Do you have the order ID number?
Well, there's an item number. Is that the one you want?
I need the order ID number. It should have only numbers.
Okay, it's just numbers. Okay, it's 6785-11454.
No, ma'am, that didn't pop up either. 1 second.
So is this a freaking scam?
No, ma'am.
This is the package, exactly the package that I was sent to me. And it's got this phone number on it. And I got this watch, and I'm dissatisfied with it, and I want my money back. So is there some, I don't know how else.
Well, ma'am, you can't send the product back due to coronavirus if you're having a product with us. You can't ship it back.
Well, I have a big problem because it's not even worth the money that I paid. I mean, it doesn't even work. So I need to know how I'm going to get my money back.
1 second. We have to find an account first. Can I have the last four of your card that was charged?
It would be 8939.
No, ma'am, you're not popping up. And you don't go by any other last name?
No. I don't understand. And you've got Jean McGuire you're looking up. And my address? I get the slip right here. Packing slip, everything, the package that was shipped to me.
And your last name is spelled
McGuire.
Yes, ma'am. When I click that in, it's another name come up with that.
It doesn't say Jean?
It says Jean, but the mailing address don't match the one you're giving me.
2276 Highway 65?
No, ma'am, that's not matching. However, it just probably be someone else, ma'am. This could be someone else's account. However, may I ask, where did you get our number from?
It was this, what this watch came up on my phone. So I ordered it off of my phone.
Right. I said, where did you get our number from?
It, on the package.
Okay, so what you have?
Right from you guys. Exactly. Okay. Import direct gadgets. It's got your phone number, 8865 Norwin Avenue, Suite 27, number 102, North Huntington, PA, and the zip 15642. And that's exactly what it says on my slip, packaging slip.
Okay, so is there any way that you can contact the bank on Monday morning and get an alternate contact number?
Call who? Well, I tried. Well, this is on my credit card, and there was a number that came up on my bill. It's out of service. So this is, something's going on here. Because,
and what's your husband's name, ma'am?
Chris.
Okay, no, this is a Carl.
But,
so no, ma'am. I'm not finding an account. I was saying, I looked, searched up by your last name, but it was under Carl, so I know that's not.
That, would it be under my, I don't know, my email address? I don't know. I don't know what to say, because this says, is there someone else I can talk to?
No, ma'am. If we can't find an account for you, there's nothing we're going to be able to do. That's why I said contact that card. Whoever your card is with, you'll have to contact them to get an alternate telephone number. Because if I transfer you to someone else, they're basically going to input the same information that you gave me, and they're not going to be able to find anything.
Okay. How? Item number, that's not going to do anything. I'd have to.
Do you have
and
a tracking number?
Number?
Do you have a tracking number?
A tracking number? I don't know where I would find a tracking number.
It should start with like 9400.
Oh, 94. Yep, I got it. Yep, it's on the package. Okay, it's 9400-1112.
Okay, so how many ones?
3 ones.
Okay.
20-250-8809-9910. 6-5.
One more time, ma'am. Just a second. Okay, so where I stopped at, I got 8809. What's next?
Okay, so you got 8809. So it's 9910 and then 6-5.
No, ma'am. Let's see if I have the tracking number corrected like you have it. I have 9, let's see. I have 9400. 02.
So 0250.
1202.
Yep. Yep.
1202
Nope. 50.
Okay. Just a second. Oh no. Just a second.
Okay.
We're
gonna
back out of
way. Let's do it again.
Yes, ma'am. Let's
okay.
go. Okay. Let's
so,
go ahead.
I'll do 4 numbers at a time. Okay.
Okay.
9400 1112 0250 8809 9910 6-5.
No, ma'am, nothing still popped up. So it's just maybe you're calling up under the wrong number. Like, it's different numbers you can call to get to us. Like, it can pull up a different type of system for us to type in and looking in. That's why I said call that bank for an alternate telephone number. Now, what I can do is offer you a new number, but you can give that a try. And it may pop up under a different system. But that's
another phone number, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is it?
Just a second here. Let me look up. Did you get another charge on your card or anything?
Well, I got a charge for $7.95 plus a charge for 50, No, where is it? Let's see. Here, 50.
Is it 54.97?
54.95.
54.95. Just a second.
Yep, and I got, yeah, it's weird because I got charged the $7.95 on posted on January 31st, and then the other charge posted on February 7th. So I don't know if that's when it was shipped or what, but transaction date was February 3rd, post date was by February 7th.
Okay, one second. $54.97. What number did you call? What number did you call, ma'am?
Before?
Like
the
to call
before?
To get us today.
Oh, today I called 855-432-5309.
Okay, try this number. 855.
Okay.
474.
Okay.
4710.
4710.
And when you do
all
call
right,
that number, you may call back to me. I'm not sure,
okay.
But it could be a chance. Let's see if there are any other number. Okay, no, this is the only other number.
All right, I will try that number.
Okay, ma'am. I'm so sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for choosing custom support. You have a wonderful
okay.
day.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.